Sherry's head was spinning. She was feeling the full flush of lust overcome her. She could barely control herself. She pictured herself mounting the rampant cock of this young stud and riding it hard, pumping her hungry pussy on top of it until she came thrashing and screaming. She could feel how his cum would jet into her pussy and fill it to overflowing. She imagined smothering his face between her twin mountains of breast flesh. But she didn't do any of that. She took a deep breath and whispered to the young man that the session time was over. He sighed and released his hold on her massive mammary and backed away. He dressed and thanked her and said he would call soon to schedule another appointment. As the door closed, Sherry sank back down onto the futon. Without thought, her hand slipped inside her panties, and a finger slipped into her wet pussy. She worked it inside the wetness and then rubbed it up against her clit, which was stiff, and responded immediately, sending waves of electric pleasure jolting through her body. She closed her eyes and rode the titanic orgasm's wave as they hit her again and again. When they subsided, she opened her eyes to find that she had slumped back and grasped one of her big breasts with her free hand and had kneaded it, causing multiple jets of breast milk to squirt all over her face and chest. She was in a state of wide-eyed post-orgasmic ecstasy. Sherry was changing. When Sherry next checked her appointments, she saw that her client was to be a woman. She called the woman and spoke to her, explaining the ground rules. The woman agreed to all of them and said that she had one question. Could she bring her husband with her, and could he watch the session? Sherry said yes. She had described on her website that she was non-judgmental of clients' motivations for wanting to breastfeed. She was open to any sane person with any motivation or any sexual persuasion. But when she wrote those words, Sherry had not yet discovered her awakening sexual desire. 2 days passed, and Sherry greeted the couple at her door. The man was perhaps 30, with better than average looks. He had longish brown hair and an athletic build. His wife was a stunning blonde with a flashing smile and a bombshell figure. As she spoke to Sherry, their eyes locked. Sherry's brown eyes gazed into Sue's blue eyes. There was immediate electric chemistry. Sue explained that she had a baby a year ago and was still breastfeeding herself. Unashamedly, she described how Tom, her husband, had begun to enjoy the excess milk and they had incorporated it into their active sexual relationship. For his part, Tom hung back and let the ladies talk. He smiled and did not seem embarrassed when Sue was discussing the details of their sex life with this total stranger. That could have been because the stranger had breasts even bigger than the formidable pair his wife had, and he knew he'd be seeing them shortly. Sherry was a bit dazed by the couple and their intimate revelations. She went through her usual statements about how she was not a prostitute and did not perform sexual acts with clients. She assured her that all she wanted was to breastfeed from Sherry's more than ample bosoms. As she said those words, her hand caressed each of Sherry's huge orbs through her silken robe. Sherry could already feel how wet her pussy was getting as she found her position on the futon and invited Sue to lay across her lap. Sue was wearing a sarong-like garment, sheer, but wrapped around her body in a way that clung to her substantial curves. Sue laid smiling across Sherry's lap and allowed Sherry to release her sizable breasts and guide a nipple to Sue's lips. Sherry felt Sue's breath on the sensitive skin of the big breast. Then she felt Sue latch on and begin a slow, gentle suckle. Sherry moaned and Sue intensified her sucking. Sherry began kneading her own enormous breasts deeply as Sue suckled. Sherry was moaning more loudly. Sue paused, looking up at Sherry. Sherry had a glazed expression on her face. She looked down at the angelic figure of this gorgeous Sue and said simply, "Don't stop."